Good morning. My name is Jamiso. Thank you for having me in your ear for a great start to the day. Today I'm going to be talking about swimming. When you first start swimming, you learn how to paddle. You use your legs, isolated, you use your hands, learning how to balance yourself in the water. And at some point, sometimes, you don't know how deep the pool is. Often, within African cultures, you find young children playing in muddy water, in the lake, or a pond. And that's when they first have contact with water. And for me, when I apply it in my future years, I realize that the trials and tribulations that I've experienced often lead me towards a better beginning. The fact that I tried in a pond equips me with some form of experience, exposure, to make a better start when I'm in a lake. The fact that I went into a lake, gulped a few liters of water throughout a few months, taught me how to keep my head above the water, how to somewhat balance myself in the midst of uncertainty. And then when I finally went to school, that's when I was being taught how to structure myself, how to better articulate my strokes, how to learn different moves. And this is an important part, as often we feel like the experiences that we're going through, be it an internship, an attachment, some form of graduate program, we feel like it's unrelated to what we were studying. We feel like it's so disengaged from what we want out of life, from our dreams, from the ideal career that we'd want. And I look back to what Steve Jobs said, is that when he dropped out of university, he actually went back into some classes. He went into different classes that weren't in his field. And from attending those classes, the skills that he learned, the information that he gathered, was critical to his coding design. It was critical to his attention to detail. And this is where arts and science meet, where something is entirely unrelated, becomes some form of creation as a result of the fact that you once had been exposed to it, as a result of the fact that you once had applied your mind to it. And as humans, we forget. The brain has collected so many different levels of knowledge, knowing how to walk, knowing how to ride a bicycle, knowing how to talk to people, understanding the differences in cultural, religious backgrounds. And these are the important aspects. And as I look towards my own swimming skills, I then realize that once I get the basics right, I start looking at the techniques. I start modifying how I shape my hands in the different strokes. I start modifying how I use my legs. I start being conscious of my start. I start timing myself. I start paying attention to the detail because I got the basics right. And that's all I'm saying. Start with the basics. And most importantly, start. My name is Jamiso. Thank you for having me in your ear for a great start to the day.